Continuing with the theme of messages of hope and childhood cairns today, I will now be talking to the dreamer Madania Konradi. Madania found out that she had leukemia in May last year towards the beginning of lockdown. After fighting through a very difficult time and coming to terms with the illness, Madania received a bone marrow transplant from her father. During her treatment, her reach for a dream came to Madania and offered to fulfill her dream. Today, she will be talking to us about the experience and the dream that was fulfilled. It's great to have you on the show, Madania. How are you today?
Hi, I'm honored to be here today. I'm doing good, thank you for asking, and thank you for having me today.
Could you tell us a bit more about your experience over the last year with your fight against cancer?
It was a real struggle. I mean, I'm a teenager finding out she has cancer. It was my worst nightmare. There were days where I felt like I can't do it anymore. I felt depressed. I felt tired. There were days where I was sick to my stomach. Then there were also good days when I felt motivated and something good came out of it. I also found out about things that I didn't even know existed.
Who supported you during this time and how did they support you?
My mother and my father was my rock during this time. They still are. Also my family and my friends. It was a great shock to all of them, but that didn't stop them to support me. They would send me care packages, snacks, messages just to boost my spirit, video calls just to check how I am. My parents did the most by being there when I need something or want something. They were the best.
Could you tell us what a bone marrow transplant is and how did you feel about it?
A bone marrow transplant is a procedure performed to replace bone marrow that has been damaged or destroyed by disease, infection, or chemotherapy. It replaces your bone marrow with healthy cells. And I was lucky enough to have my father as my donor. There are not many people out there who is lucky enough to find a donor for themselves in time. To me, it felt like a new start, like I had another chance in life, and I am forever grateful for that.
What was the dream of yours that the reach for a dream fulfilled and how did that make you feel?
I've always wanted a laptop of my own. Back home, I used my father's laptop, so I really wanted one of my own. And reach for a dream fulfilled that dream. Reach for a dream came at a time when I was very sick and at a very dark place. And they made me feel like I was important. I can now also do my own work and watch movies on my new laptop. I was overjoyed. I am very grateful for Reach for a Dream.
What message of hope do you have for the other children with illnesses like cancer?
Cancer is not that bad if you fight it and have the right people beside you. It is not a death sentence, but rather a lesson to never give up and always be strong. All you need to do is believe. Believe in yourself, believe in God, because all things is possible with Him.
Thank you so much, Madania. You are so inspiring. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for telling my story to other people. Have a good day. Thank you.